Yo, yo, what it do, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Pure Radio. This is your host, Joseph Octaviani, a.k.a. Pepe Picasso. Now, first and foremost, I do want to apologize to everybody that's been asking about the show, everybody who's been asking to be on the show. I do admit that I have taken a couple months off to work with other individuals, and my mistake was that I took energy and time away from my ideas, my brand, my projects, etc., etc., and that kind of sparked today's episode. Now, before I get into all that, I do want to say that I am recording on the Anchor app. It's something that I discovered a couple weeks ago, and I love the layout of it. I love the thought of it. You can just pick up and record a podcast right then and there. The quality is beautiful. It's like a little social media, so you have a little bit of an audience. So I will be transitioning to that and recording through that. Only thing is that the episodes are going to be like 5 minutes long. In turn, I can pump out more episodes, short, quick episodes I can just kind of, you know, I don't know, vent on. I'm just kidding. Just share some quick thoughts. But with that being said, let's get into the episode. Today, I really wanted to stress about ownership and control and getting your credit from your intellectual property. Now, in this day and age, everything's digital. Everything is through social media. Everything is through these content sharing apps. So ownership is kind of thrown out the window. Well, the thought of it is, at least. Now, I speak to kind of like my age group. I'm only 22, so anywhere from 18 to about 24. I'm speaking more to you guys. Ownership and control and intellectual property, it's not discussed as much as it should be. It's still art at the end of the day. Ownership is a very, very important thing. Who gets the credit? Who gets to see the money? You know, it's something we should think about. Ownership of certain styles, ownership of certain aesthetics, making sure that your name is connected to that, something that you created. This is me talking to original makers, original creators, of course. But yeah, ownership and your name should be plastered on that. It's your idea, it's your intellectual property. This couldn't have been made by anybody else, you know. Every single one of your ideas, you should have that same mentality. What you just made couldn't have been done by anybody else. So take pride in what you do. Take pride in what you work on. You know, a $10 idea is worth just as much as a $10 million idea. No matter the budget, no matter the brand, on how well established it is, no matter who's featured on it. Don't downplay your work. Don't let people downplay your work as well. Now, control. Control is something that's huge for me because I am one that requires complete control over my ideas, and rightfully so. They're your ideas. Nobody's going to execute it like you. Nobody's going to get it done like you. So if you want it done, get it done yourself. Credit. Make sure you have the proper credit. Make sure that your name is associated with that idea. If someone looks at an idea, project, or whatever it may be, and they don't associate with your name automatically, you know, they don't think of you, they don't see you or your name, then there's a problem. Rethink that. And you know, it's something that's overlooked in my generation. But it shouldn't be. It's just as important, even if it is digital and on social media. So that's, you know, my quick take on ownership and control. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Pure Radio. More coming through the Anchor app soon. Everybody, have a great night. Be safe.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.